Overall, it's been a story of standout weakness in the Asia-Pacific region on account of troubling monetary policy, a broad deterioration in sentiment, and sliding commodities prices. A lot of this has been highlighted by recent weakness in both the yen and renminbi, though there has also been clear underperformance in commodity currencies like the Australian and New Zealand dollars. The New Zealand dollar is back to trading at a fresh yearly low, while the yen is there as well. The Bank of Japan is losing the battle to maintain negative interest rate policy in a rising rate environment, and any intervention efforts from here are likely to be less effective than previous efforts. Over in China, new bank loans have fallen to their lowest level since 2009, while broad credit growth has sunk to a record low. The major currencies have done a better job holding up, benefiting from the flight to quality flow. The euro has been mostly chopping around in tight ranges on absence of news flow and summer doldrums trade, while the pound has done a little better after taking in a solid round of Friday economic data in the UK. UK GDP, industrial production, and manufacturing production were all well received. Looking ahead, Monday's calendar is rather thin. Key standouts come from German wholesale prices and U.S. consumer inflation expectations. That's all for now.